啊，论道完善的讲道啊，啊，今天就是最后一次了。
Tonight will be the last meeting that we have in the evening.
明天是上午啊，我怕我讲错是九点半哈。
Starting tomorrow, we'll have our meeting in the morning at 9:30 a.m.
我知道很不容易啊，在晚上的时间，很多人从很远的地方来。
I understand it hasn't been easy because some of us commute from a long distance to here.
那么我呢就提出啊，我有意思啊，只讲到九点呢就一定讲完。
At first, I set my mind to stop at 9 o'clock.
那么有人啊很有爱心，一定我讲九点十分。
Some of our brother and sister here insist that maybe I should go on until 9:10.
去慢慢就。不管他啦，就讲九点一刻，讲九点半。
So I just let myself go and went on to 9:15 and then even 9:30.
你们知道吗？我很佩服你们的。
I do not know if you understand the fact that I have a lot of respect for you.
只有讲要求讲少一点的，很少要求讲多一点的。
Because most cases people would expect or request that I have a shorter message, instead you request to have a longer message.
那么今天虽然是礼拜五啊，我试试看，不要讲满到九点半好不好？我试试看，尽所能啊。
Even though tonight is a Friday evening, I will make an effort not to pass 9:30.
无论如何了，无论如何，我因为知道啊，这个太长了，不容易。不过明天你就要准备好你自己。明天呢、啊，照理是三个钟头的。
I hope that you will prepare yourself because tomorrow we should be having a three-hour session.
我就不晓得为什么会有三个钟头，我到现在都还没有明白啊，都没有明白。
I still kind of lost why we have set up for 3 hours tomorrow.
九点半到十二点半。
In actuality, it's from 9:30 to 12.
所以要预备好才可以来了。不过我是希望讲两个半钟头完啊。
I hope that you all prepare yourself before you come, and I'll make an effort to include myself or to stop at two and a half hours.
希望能够做到。这个做到的意思呢，至少啊。我能够有系统的讲完我所要讲的。
I really hope that I can systematically finish whatever I have set in mind.
不要零零碎碎啊，没有讲完，这不大好啊。
I hope that I will not stop in midstream so that I'll leave you leaving here with some uncompleted thoughts.
我们先来低头祷告。
Shall we pray?
亲爱的天父，感谢你的深恩，今天晚上再一次召聚我们在一起。主啊，这是何等大的恩典，从东南西北，从各种人的中间，你呼召我们，使我们在一个教会里头，我们都能够彼此为肢体，能够在主的面前常常有机会来听来看你的话语。哦，主啊，求你把你的话放在我们的心里，好让我们一生一世因着你的话语，因为行你的道而蒙福。我们要恳求恩主，使我们从年轻的时候就开始认识你，我们一生都蒙恩典。主啊，我们赞美你，为这几天晚上我们特别有这用这么长的时间来看你的话语，主啊，我们觉得这是不属于世界的，这也不是世人的道路，但是我们很愿意常常从一个谦卑的心来到你的面前，要追求认识更多更深的道，好让我们的生命有长进。今天晚上我们恳切的为这个聚会祷告，求你帮助讲的、翻译的、听的都有圣灵感动。我们祷告，奉主耶稣圣名，阿们。昨天晚上我们讲到主耶稣的生活。
Last night we talked about the kind of living that Christ had on earth.
那个意思就是说啊，
做一个基督徒就是要跟着主耶稣的脚步，跟着他的路线来做基督徒。
What I was trying to share with you was the fact that as a Christian, we should try to follow Christ's footsteps.
很多啊，可能有几十个地方，或者超过几十个地方，你可以对对看啊，到底我这样像不像，对不对？
There are many places in the gospel that you can compare yourself as to the kind of lifestyle Christ led when he was on earth.
今天我们要讲到主耶稣基督的言论。
Tonight I'm going to share with you the sayings of Christ, the teachings of Christ.
同时在这个言论里面都有比喻在里头。
At the same time, I'll share with you the parables that Christ said.
虽然我们已经讲过啊，我们要讲到基督的工作啊，神迹啊。实际上说他们常常会连在一起的。
Although we will try to share with you some of the work that Christ did and some of the miracles he wrought, yet they will tie closely to his teachings and his parables.
比方说他这个常常是连在一起的。
For example, his teachings and his parables will tie closely together.
他在做工的时候常常行神迹，他也常常连在一起的。
Why Christ was doing different type of work there, his show a lot of miracles at the same time.
这五件事情啊，它包括的圣经啊，多得不得了。
In these five areas, you can find many, many Bible verses relating to them.
在马太福音里面有十八章。
In the Gospel of Matthew, there are 18 chapters recording.
在路加里面有十七章。
And in the Gospel of Luke, there are 17 chapters on these subjects.
单单这两本啊，已经很多了。
Just these two Gospels together, there are many, many different chapters covering these areas.
当然我就讲不完了。
Indeed, I do not have enough time to cover with you in detail.
我就想一个办法，有什么办法能够很容易了解，或者有系统的了解，到底它是什么东西。
So I was trying to think through if there's any approach I can use so that you can understand the meaning of it.
今天晚上我们开始来注意基督的言论了。
So tonight we'll pay attention to Christ's teachings.
我有一本英文圣经啊。
I have an English Bible.
这个英文圣经呢，凡是耶稣讲的话都是用红的字来印的。
It was printed in such a way that all Jesus saying were printed in red.
有的是一些记载啊，记录啊，那么就是用黑的。
As well as the other recordings, they were printed in black.
但是若是主耶稣亲口讲的，他就用红的。
But all Christ's sayings were printed in red.
这个很好，是吧？
I think that was a very good feature.
你马上就晓得，这句是耶稣讲的。
Because immediately you can distinguish Christ's teachings.
那么我们就特别注意。
So we can pay more attention to them.
因为这句话是主耶稣讲的。
Because this was being taught by Christ.
那么这些话里头呢，有一些是可以说特别重要。
Among the different teachings he had, some of them may be more pertinent to us.
我不敢说别的不重要。
I dare not to say that the other are less important.
因为是圣经嘛。
Because they are all God's words.
不过有的那些红的呢，就格外的特别的着重，就是这个是特别要紧的。
Maybe those texts printed in red can call our special attention to them.
我来读一两节看看好不好？
How about let's go back to the Bible?
这一种是很要紧、很大的事情。
Because those are really very important messages.
请你们打开马太福音。
Would you please turn with me your Bible, the Gospel of Matthew?
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
我不瞒你们说啊，这一节圣经是我刚刚上讲台忽然间来的。
I want to share with you frankly the fact that this verse just came to me after I stepped on the platform here.
我突然间想到，为什么不从这一节圣经开始呢？那为什么不讲这节圣经呢？突然间就来了，我觉得可能这是神的引导。
Suddenly it occurred to me that I can share with you this particular verse.
你们来看看啊，十一章第二十八第 应该是读完三十节的，不过呢，我想我们读一节吧，时间不够啊，读一节，读28节。
Chapter 11, verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
好厉害啊，这好大胆啊，讲这种话。
What a strong message it is to us.
我这样讲就不行了，我哪里敢这样讲啊。
I don't think I dare to say anything resembling that.
很多大理哲学家都不敢这样讲。
And so are many other Greek philosophers, I don't think any one of them dares to say something like that.
因为他讲了他都做不到。
Because even if they would like to say it, still they know that they cannot live up to it.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
All you who are weary and burdened, you can come to me.
我就使你得安息。
And I will give you rest.
如果给不到呢？
What happens if the person cannot fulfill that?
不可以讲的哦，你只是要 get 得到才可以讲哦。
Well, no person can say anything like that unless he has some kind of assurance he can fulfill that.
那么全世界的人啊，都有忧愁，都有重担啊，都来了，你怎么办？
We know all those who are weary and burdened, if they all come to you, what are they going to do with it?
啊，你能给这个的安息。你能不能给所有人都得安息啊？好大口气啊！
Maybe sometime we can fulfill the need of one or two people, but it's impossible to meet the need of everyone.
那么全世界的人都能证明这是真的。
But all those people who have tried it can testify to the fact that this is indeed true.
世界的每一个角落都有人到耶稣面前来。
Because in every corner on this earth, there are people who have come to Christ.
来的时候呢，就有重担。
When they come with a burden.
有人生的问题。
They come with weariness.
啊，甚至伤脑筋。
They have all kinds of problems.
很辛苦。
And their hearts are burdened.
一来，啊，放下来了。
After they come to Christ, their burdens are lifted.
啊，心里面有平安了。
Instead, the peace fills their heart.
很奇妙的。
It's really very difficult to understand.
各地方的人都能够吗？
No matter at which corner in the earth.
我从前呢，在香港买了一座房子。
Some years ago, I bought a flat in Hong Kong.
为神学院的用处。
It was for the use of the seminary.
有花园啊。
There's a little yard outside.
有这个房子房间啊，有三十多。
And there are about 30 rooms there.
哇，很大。
It's a very spacious place.
那么原来呢，这个房子的主人啊，有个工人。
The former owner had a maid there.
他呢就没有信主。
And the person has not accepted Christ.
而且出名会吵架。
And the person was known for being quarrelsome.
连主人都怕他的。
And even the master was kind of afraid of.
一吵起架来，没有人不怕他的。
Because you know, once she gets into a argument with anyone, nobody can match her.
那么他也很苦恼。
But then she was really worrisome too.
那个主人对我说。
The former owner told me,
周牧师啊，我把这个房子卖给你。
Reverend Zhang, I'm willing to sell this place.
你要求你收留这个工人。
I sincerely request that you will keep this maid here.
这个没有道理，买房子配工人，这个没有道理。
It's really hard to understand, you know, because kind of an unusual request.
但是他对我说。
But the owner told me,
每一个钥匙在那里，他都晓得。
No matter which key to what room, you know, this maid knows all
of them. 每个毛病在那里，他都晓得。
No matter what kind of problem related to this place, the maid is aware.
用它呢，就不会吃亏的。
So if you keep her, it will be to your benefit.
所以呢，主人到外国去，我就要了它。
So after the owner left, I kept the maid.
很好了，不过要预备让他吵架。
It was nice to have a person being so helpful, but I was watchful of her too.
她来听讲道。
And she came to our meetings also.
她信主啊。
And then she came to accept Christ too.
神奇啊，这怎么会信主啊？
It was just so wonderful beyond belief that how she could accept Jesus Christ.
我很快乐，我觉得这是一个比买房子的收获还要大。
I was so glad because to me that was a greater reward than to own this place.
后来她到外国去了。
And then later on, she went overseas too.
有人请她到外国去。
Because some people gave her invitation to go.
一定是她有本事啊, 所以给她请到外国去。
It must be because of the fact that she is very competent, that's why someone invited her to go.
她去了之后, 她写一封信给我。
After she left, she wrote me a letter.
我只是要讲这封信。
And what I'd like to share with you was the content of the letter.
她再三多谢我。
She thanked me over and over again.
她说,你信不信?
She said, you know, I don't know whether you believe or not.
我呢,一信主啊, 就好像个大石头这样掉下来。
The moment after I accepted Christ, it seemed to me a big burden was lifted from me.
她不懂哦。
She did not understand.
所以她问我你信不信?
That's why she asked me whether I believe it or not.
她不晓得很多人都是大石头掉下来的,她以为只有她大石头掉下来的。
She did not understand that that experience was shared by everyone who has accepted Christ.
她说你信不信?
So she asked me, that, do you believe such a thing?
我写信告诉她姊妹啊,个个都是这样掉下来的了。
So I wrote her back, I said, beloved sister, that was the exact experience of every Christian.
这一个人,他没有真理的知识。
This person lacks the knowledge.
他不大懂的。
So she did not quite understood then.
但是他有经验啊。
And yet she was able to experience Christ. And that was what's being mentioned here.
劳苦担重担到耶稣面前来,
all those who are weary and burdened come to Christ.
那么你就得安息,
and he will give us rest.
这个就啊, 不是说慢慢得安息,
and this, the fact that he gives us, it's not the, in a gradual process.
我常常同你们讲啊, 这个字很要紧, 记得不记得啊? 我这个, 我就在这个圣经是用字写的, 所以每一个字都要紧,
Very often I like to call your attention to the fact that every word in the Bible has its own importance.
就的安息,
it's an instantaneous type of result that will take place on our own.
不是讲今天有一点安息,
it's not that today you get a little bit of it.
明天又有一点点,
and tomorrow you get a little further.
过了两年又有一点点,
and maybe 2 years from now you get a greater installment of
做基督徒不是这样做法的,
it. This is not the kind of life that we lead as a Christian.
一信, 石头就掉下来。
Instead, it is kind that the moment after we receive, the burden is lifted instantaneously.
但是仔细想想啊, 耶稣好大口气啊。
But if you think about it, you know, how what Jesus said here.
这样厉害, 说, 什么人来, 你, 立刻就得安息。
He was extremely confident of himself and told us the promise that whoever comes, the moment we receive, we will get the peace.
这个安息呢, 在原来的圣经的意思就是什么?
What was the original meaning of this word rest here?
就是这好像这一条带子啊,是橡皮的,我这个不大是,这个橡皮的。
It has something to do with the fact that the example like this piece of a ribbon here.
它可以拉一拉就拉长。
If you stretch it, it will elongate.
很紧。
And it becomes really tight.
人就是这样啊。
That's the kind of condition we are in.
紧张,
really tense.
那, 生活问题啦,
all kinds of problems.
怕失业啦,
maybe worry about losing our job.
孩子变坏啦,
maybe our kids don't behave.
这个整天紧张,
that's kind of a tense condition.
我们要紧张到老到离开世界才放松。
That's the tense condition we tend to be in all the time until we take our last breath.
这叫劳苦重担。
This is what the cry means by worrisome and burdensome.
垃圾,
really stretched.
那么现在有专家就教人说啊, 你这样你要死的啊, 你要放松啊。
So there are many specialists teaching us or telling us that we should take life easy.
我来教你一点办法放松好不好?
I'd like to share with you some ways you can relax.
买个摇椅,
maybe you can get a rocking chair.
坐在那里, 摇摇摇摇,
rock yourself back and forth, back and forth.
那么现在世界有个摇椅的俱乐部啊, 它是专门给人摇的。
There's a club that people join for the rocking chair club.
有没有道理啊? 一摇啊, 很多东西都摇掉了,这很不错的。
Maybe people hope that if they roll back and forth, they can roll some of their troubles away.
有点道理。
Maybe there's some logic to it.
或者我们睡在床上,
or maybe when we
这不必摇椅啊,
lay on bed, we don't need any more rocking.
个个都有床。
We all have a bed.
我们把我们里每一块肌肉都放松。
We try to relax every muscle in our body.
像糯米这样的，然后像那个软的东西一样，很软的。
Become something really soft.
烂皮皮的，放松。
Just complete relaxation there.
你等到啊，每一个关节、每一块肌肉都放松呢，你慢慢的呢，你就恢复。
Maybe by the time you feel that every piece of muscle, every joint is relaxed, then you'll be in much better condition.
很多人读到这些东西的哦，但是还是没有放松哦。
Many people know the technique, and yet they do not lead a relaxed life.
你要放松很多办法，至少十个八个是起码都可以提出来的。
Yeah, many many ways that we can use to relax ourselves.
去钓鱼呢？
Maybe like go fishing.
你钓什么都忘记。
Maybe while you're fishing, you forget all your problems.
但是你要回家的嘛。
But don't forget the fact that you have to go home afterwards.
你不能24小时坐在那里，你要回来的嘛。
Even if you spend the whole day there, you still have to go home after that.
好一点，好一点，我承认好一点。
I have to agree that you know, sometimes it helps.
但是这个原来圣经的意思，这个安息是什么意思？
But what's being meant as rest here?
他是说原来是拉紧的。
Has to do with the fact originally we are really tense.
这个安息就是放松。
And the rest has to do with the fact that we can relax.
这个字就是放松。
This word has the meaning of relaxation.
主耶稣说你紧张啊。
Christ told us if we are tense.
压力太大。
Too much pressure on
us. 问题太多啊。
Too many problems.
你辛苦得不得了啊。
You feel so miserable.
你不能解决问题了，你来
吧，来。They are all insurmountable.
我立刻给你放松。
As soon as you come to me, I'll give you rest and give you the relaxation.
你看，单单这么一句话，耶稣的言论讲一句半句，我底下都没有读啊，就读一句半句，读一句就是哇，这个恩典啊，不得了啊。
Now what a great promise it is, even though you know I have only shared with you one verse here.
主耶稣基督能够为人所做的，在圣经里面单单凭他嘴里所讲的，有时候一句半句啊，你一生都享用不尽的。
Christ's teaching in the Bible, there, you know, small teaching, some of them, they can benefit our lives throughout.
不过有时候呢，就长很多了。
Some of them may be longer teaching.
我刚才讲的都是短的。
This is one of the shorter teachings.
一句两句就了了，但是有的。
And some other teaching may be much longer than this.
你们回到马太第五章。
If you turn back with me to Matthew chapter 5.
你们打开的时候就看一看啦、啊。这个第五章呢、开头怎样讲哈、
We may want to pay attention to the fact that how chapter 5 begins here.
耶稣看见第一节，耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，即坐下。门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说。
When Christ saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying.
这个第五、第六、第七就是教训。
And it started from chapter 5, went on to chapter 6, and then 7. Those are all Christ's teachings.
这一次的讲道有这么长。
Christ's teaching spans 3 chapters there.
我看见很多的书讲这几章的书都是这么厚。
I've read some books concerning these 3 chapters. They are very thick volume.
但是他坐在那里就讲一下讲了了，这是好本事，我觉得这是本事。
But Christ just sat there and taught the people there.
那主耶稣的教导是很伟大的。
Jesus' teaching was really great.
我今天都没有办法讲啊。
And I just didn't have enough time to share with you in detail.
只能够说点一点。
I can only highlight to you some of them.
而且不过是这一堆圣经里面随便这么点一下就是了。
And among all these teachings, I just point out very few of them.
我们因为这是最早的教导的圣经，所以我挑第五章。
This is the beginning of of Christ's teaching, that's why I share with you here, chapter 5.
我所以会选第五章的原因，就是因为它是最早的教导，所以我挑这一章来讲嘛。
The reason I single out chapter 5 here because this was among the first teachings of Christ.
我们挑选几个地方看看好不好?
Why don't we just skim over a few of them here?
第一个地方看21到23节。
How about turn to verse 21 to 23 here?
我们没有时间,我把它同类的地方呢,看一看。第21,你们听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人。又说反杀人的难免受审判，只是我告诉你们，反向弟兄动怒的难免受审判，反骂弟兄是拉加的难免公会的审判，反骂弟兄是魔力的难免地狱的火。哇，这好厉害啊！这圣经都是很严格的，很难的，很厉害的，二十三节。所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，那么就要把祭物留在那里了。
These are all pretty stern words here that Christ taught us, especially like verse 23 here. If you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, you should leave the thing behind.
不准怀怨。
Christ taught us that we should not hold any grudge against anyone.
不准怀恨。
We should hold any hatred against anyone.
不是说不可杀人。
And Christ not only taught us that we shouldn't kill.
不可发怒，不可发脾气。
He taught us that we shouldn't even get mad.
不可骂人。
We should not use strong words with people.
不可恨人。
We should not hate people in our mind.
他讲别的吗？他讲别的东西。
Christ taught something else here.
是讲里头的。
He was teaching us what's inside us.
所以啊，他所讲的东西啊，是很深刻的。
That's why it's kind of a deep meaning there, what Christ was trying
我们说
to tell us.
不可杀人。
We ordinarily mention the fact that we should not kill.
这是外面的。
This is what's outside that we can see.We may use a knife, something outside that everyone can see.
他呢是讲里头的。
But Christ taught us what's going on inside us.
发脾气啊。
When we get upset and get mad.
骂人啊。
We use strong words against people.
心里面怀恨在心呢。
We hold grudges and hatred in our own heart.
他讲里头的。
Christ called us to our attention to the fact what was going on inside us.
这比所有普通的教训是深刻一点。
This has a deeper meaning, penetration than ordinary teaching.
为什么呢?
Why is that?
那比方说，我恨那个人。
For example, I hate certain person.
恨他恨得要死。
Oh, hate it so much, even to the point of death.
杀人就从这里来的吗?
That's the source that gives us the idea to murder someone.
里面先恨。
Because of this hatred.
咬牙切齿。
To the point that we snatch our teeth.
恨不得他死掉。
Oh, I just hope that hate the person so much that the
真是啊,
person will die.
忍不住的时候啊，来了。
To the point when we cannot hold ourselves back, we take the action.
他是讲那个恨，讲那个怀恨，讲那个杀人的根呐。
So what we see here, Christ points out to us the root of all our evil thoughts.
不是讲那个外面的恶的行为。
He doesn't just point us to our evil actions.
是吗？到处都是这样讲，这一段圣经都是这样讲。
It's the same throughout in this whole passage here.
我们再看一节。
I'll call your attention to another passage here.
28节。
Verse 28.
28节，只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。这如果有个坏的念头，他就犯了罪了。
Christ points out to us here, verse 28, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So the wrong kind of idea in our heart has already brought us to sin.
他不是讲说去犯肮脏的罪。
Christ doesn't point out the fact of our outside action.
他是说那个肮脏的念头。
But he called our attention to the fact of the wrong ideas.
其实这个念头，你谁晓得那个念头在什么地方啊
Now, ？Who knows where do those ideas come from？
啊，这个世界，你知道，我们这个头脑啊，是一个最复杂的世界哦。
You know, in this world, this mind of ours is one of the most complex.
那么你注意了。
不好的杂志你就不要看。
So we should be mindful not to read magazines which are not good.
因为一反应，不好的念头就来了。
Because whenever it brings out some reaction on our part, then we have the wrong idea.
人就会犯罪了。
That will lead us into sin.
不好的电影。
The wrong kind of movie.
就根本就不能看，不能摸了。
We shouldn't get ourselves involved at all.
结果啊，上面做戏，下面也做戏。
Very often, after we watch those movies, it will lead us into evil acts.
这不对了。
That's the wrong.
那些不好的电影放的时候。
When those bad movies will play.
这个戏院里面的温度就什么？加高。
You can detect the temperature rise inside the movie house.
我是不好意思叫你去试验，这个地方也不是好地方，是吧？
Because it's an evil place, so I won't ask you to go and try out yourself.
拿一个寒暑表去看看了。
Now, if you take a thermometer there,
这个房子里面改变了。
You find out that the whole atmosphere is changed inside.
房子的温度就加高了。
The temperature will rise gradually.
这人怎么会好嘞？
If that's the condition, how can it help be of any benefit to us?
所以很多人问我，可以不可以啊？怎么不要问了？
That's why when people ask me, you know, can I be doing certain things? I think you don't even have to bother.
因为连念头坏的念头不可以有，因为有就是犯罪了，所以就问题都不必大了。
Because Christ taught us here, we shouldn't even have the wrong kind of thoughts, because that brings sin in us, so we don't even need to bother to investigate that anymore.
这个恨人是在里头。
The hatred is within us.
这个不好的、肮脏的念头也是在里头。
And the dirty thoughts are also inside us.
你看，他这种教训呢、都不是单单在表面上叫人做好，不是这种教训。
So Christ's teaching is not just superficial, advising or suggesting people should do good.
他是要叫人从里面着手，这里面不对，外面当然就不对了。
And then let's move on to verse 37.
前面就是讲不可以歧视啊。34节只是我告诉你们什么事都不可起。
Verse 34 here, but I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven.
不要，什么事都不可以起。
Don't swear, no matter under what condition.
清楚不清楚啊？
Is it clear with us?
任何一种都不可以。
No matter under what condition, we shouldn't be swearing.
底下说第三十七节。
And then 37.
你们的话说是是就说是，不是就说不是。若是多说，就是出于那恶者，或者说小子活捉是从恶里出来的。
Verse 37. Simply let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
从恶出来的。
Whatever that is, then it comes from the evil one.
不可以歧视。
We should not be swearing.
其实问题不是在讲歧视，晓得吗？
As you can see, the problem is not just with the swearing itself.
是在讲别的。
Christ was pointing at something else.
因为啊，人人都晓得啊，歧视啊是不要紧的。
Because everyone seems to take the swearing so easily.
我呢，如果是这样，我会死啦。
We say if I, you know, if I'm certain way, then I'm going to die.
不要说多少次了，都没有死到。
No matter how many times we said that if I don't do certain thing, I'll die, and yet I still live.
很多人常常讲的，始终没有死嘛，还在那里嘛。
Even though we said it over and over again, it never takes place.
所以我们老经验了，就拼命歧视好了。
That's why, based on our experience, we just tend to swearing very loosely.
我如果是这样，我将来会怎样怎样？他想着不会。
Sometimes people tell others that, you know, if I do certain things, you know, some bad thing will happen to me, and yet the person knows that it never takes place anyway.
那么请问为什么要歧视啊？
So may I ask you why people want to swear?
那个目的就是要证明自己是清白的，是好的，是不是？
The intent was to prove to others that, you know, I'm innocent.
那么若是我清白呢，已经清白了，也就不必证明我清白。
If indeed I am blameless, there is no need for me to prove it.
很多时候啊，越证明自己清白，就是越不清白。
Very often we can tell that the harder a person tries to prove his innocence, the easier we can tell that the person has something wrong with him.
他说是，说是。
Christ told us, let our yes be yes.
不是就说不是。
And let our no be no.
我认为基督所有的教训、啊、最简单的是这一个，这个最简单。
To me, among, all the teachings of Christ, this is the most straightforward.
是。
If it's yes,
就说是。
Say yes.
不是。
If it's no,
就说不是。
Then say no.
简单吗？
Can it be more simple than this?
只有两个字。
Just two words.
是。
Yes and no.
是。不是，但是不简单哦，这个很不简单哦。
Even though two words we know to carry them out is not simple.
现在如果这样，这个人是傻瓜。
If we are like so, as Christ has taught us, people may take us as a fool these days.
很多人讲的东西啊，是的讲成不是的，不是的讲成是的。
Because the way people do things, they will twist it around. Even though it's true, they make it untrue.
他说，若是多说。就是从恶里面出来的。
Christ told us here, anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
从里头恶里头出来。
It comes from the evil one.
所以千万不要加油加醋啦。
So let's be reminded that do not add on to anything to whatever we're saying.
多一点都不行。
Even if a slightest exaggeration is not, shouldn't be so.
他是讲那个恶。
Christ here pointed out the evil ones.
他把不是就变是。
The evil ones turn the no to yes.
那么就多说。
He just, you know, add a few words.
他是讲那个根啊。
Christ is pointing to the root of the problem here.
始终这段圣经啊，一直在讲根。
If you read carefully, this whole passage here deals with the root of the problem.
我觉得、啊、这个主的这个教导啊，他的这个言论啊，他从里面讲出来的时候，段段都在讲根。你这个第一章里，这个第五章啊，这开头的这一段圣经里面，很着重都是讲里头的。
If you read carefully that this chapter 5 here, you'll notice that every teaching that Christ gave has to do with the root of the problem.
后面都是了。
Now, so it's the same in chapter 6 and 7.
请你们看一看38。我们从38读起好不好？
Why don't we move on to verse 38?
不过呢，我们就不读两次哈。从38读起。你们听见有话说以眼还眼以牙还牙只是我告诉你们不要与恶人作对有人打你的右脸连左脸也转过来由他打有人想要告你要拿你的里衣连袜也由他拿去有人强逼你走一里路你就同他走二里有求你的就给他有向你接待的不可推辞你们听见有话说就是圣经的话从前古时候的话当爱你的邻舍恨你的仇敌只是我告诉你们要爱你的仇敌为那逼迫你们的祷告这样就可以这样才可以做你们天父的儿子因为他因为你的爸爸是叫日头照好人也叫坏照歹人照坏人降雨给义人也给不义的人你们若单爱了爱你们的人有什么赏赐呢就是税吏不也是这样行吗你们若单请弟兄你弟兄的安比人有什么长处呢就是外邦人不也是这样行吗所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样、
We have just read from verse 38 throughout to verse 48
这个很奇怪的照世界的律法公道人打我眼睛我打他眼睛
According to the norm of people if someone strike me on the eye I'm going to strike him back
这叫以眼还眼
This is the eye for the eye
他打掉我个牙齿我也打掉他
If the person knocked off a tooth of mine I'll do the same to him
以牙还牙
This is called tooth for a tooth
这种叫公道
This is what the
所以有人
the people call as fairness
所以呢，比方说有人杀人了，后来就被杀。
So when people kill someone, they get killed afterwards. This is being fair. But Christ told us not so.
要爱。
You have to love the person.
为他祷告。
You have to pray for the person.
这个祷告比较深刻。
This is more penetrating, a deeper meaning.
这比普通的世界的教导深很多。
It is much more so than the ordinary teaching.
左脸
if someone strikes you on the left
打你的右脸
you let him strike your right also
左脸给他打
you let him strike your left
这个女人就说了
and then someone who may complain
比如说德国人打英国
for example you know, when the German attacked the British
打到伦敦了
They got all the way to London.
把英国人说的 Glasgow 都送给你。
Should the English that give the Glasgow away to?
把苏格兰也送给你。
Should they give up the Scotland too?
不是这个讲章啊。
But this is not what Christ was teaching here.
这里不是在讨论世界大战。
This is not the teaching on the World War.
不要讲到那边去，因为根本不相干的。
So do not extend to something which is not related.
这里是讲以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Christ's teaching here has to do with eye for an eye and the tooth for a tooth.
以脸还脸，对不对？
And then if someone strikes you in your show, you strike him back.
你打我右脸。
If you strike me on the right,
你打我右边哦。
And or you have to strike me on the right.
我也打你右边。
So I'll strike you on the right also.
千万不要打左边，因为他是打我右边嘛，对吧？
You shouldn't strike him on the left because he strikes you on the right.
这叫公道。
This is what we call fairness.
我没有过分啊。
I haven't gone beyond the limit.
他打我左边，我也打他左边。
If the person strikes me on the left, I'll strike him on the left also.
那么他就不敢打人。
So that the person won't dare to do the same to me.
我们讲话讲话就不敢了哇。因为人家会打你嘛，
we do not,
你试试看。
We do not dare to bother people because we know they will strike back.
基督说，这个是世界的。
But Christ taught us here, this is the teaching of the earth.
他打我。
When the person strikes me,
我不以脸还脸。
I will not strike him back.
我就让他。
I just let it be.
偏偏他也不知趣。
But it turned out that the person didn't stop there.
很多人不知趣的。
Now, many people are like that.
如果啊，他得寸你进一次，他得一寸你进一次。
If you don't strike him back, he will take a further action.
他打我的右脸。
After he has struck me on the right.
哇，算了哈。
Well, I say, well, just let it be.
他又打左边。
But then he will strike me on the left too.
这一下都想不到。
I just couldn't imagine that he will do that.
那么如果你发脾气说，哎哎。我是让你的嘛，你不要弄错嘛，那就不像了，是吧
？If you get mad and say the tell the person, you know, I didn't strike you back, I tried to give you a chance.
这里说，爱。
So when you get mad, that's the wrong attitude because Christ taught us here that we should love the person.
还要为他祷告。
Moreover, you have to pray for the person.
爱他都难了，为他祷告更难。怎么祷告？我请教你们，我问你们，如果有人打你两下，你怎么为他祷告？主啊，我痛得很。
Isn't it difficult, you know, to love a person when he strikes you? But Christ here asks us to pray for the person. So Christ told us here that we should pray for the person. This is a very, very high standard. Not only has a very deep meaning to it, but it's something that the world just cannot afford.
很有意思啊！如果基督的教导不是超过人世间的，那么那个教导也就是微不足道了，算不得什么。
It's extremely interesting to know the fact that if Christ's teaching doesn't surpass the earthly teaching, then there's not much value in it either.
或者说太高了，这标准太高。
Or you may think that such teaching has such a high standard.
是太高吧。
Indeed, it has a high standard.
所以要像你的天父完全一样，像他。
That's why Christ's teaching to us is that we should be wholesome like the Heavenly Father.
你说高不高啊？
Don't you think that has a high standard?
不是像人啊。
His teaching is that we shouldn't copy anyone.
像神啊。
Instead, we should be like God himself.
你不爱他，他爱你，你看没有道理喽。
If the person doesn't love you, and yet you have to love him.
很多反对教会的人后来悔改做基督徒。
Many people who are against the Christians, and yet later on when they were converted.
保罗就是一个。
You can see among them as Apostle Paul.
像这样保罗要他干什么？
Such a person like Paul, you know, why should you want such a person?
你害教会害到自己。
He persecuted church to such an extent.
你啊，尸体还行道的时候，你也站在旁边，一路好笑，一路欢喜。
When people stoned Stephen, he was standing there watching, and he was happy for that.
我啊不刑罚你都好的啦。
If I don't punish you, then you're just lucky.
还给你悔改来做基督徒啊。
Why would I give you the chance for you to come back to become a Christian?
做了基督徒，还给你做传道。
And after you have become a Christian, I even give you a chance to become the messenger.
你哪里够资格做传道？请问，最不够资格是保罗了。
If we look at it, Paul was one of the most unworthy ones to be a preacher.
天赋不同。
But it's different with our God.
我们都是这样啦。
We are all the same.
常常离开。
We drift away from the Lord very often. Very often we have our complaints. Very often we sin against God. And yet he always welcomes us with an open arm. If not so, what chance do we have? If he goes over the book with us, we just will not have any chance at all.
其实啊, 神要对付人很容易的。
Actually, if God needs to deal with us, it doesn't take him anything.
他叫太阳照好人，不照坏人。
If he can allow the sun to shine only on the good and not shine on the evil ones.
你爱我就下雨。
If you love me, then I'll give you rain.
你是反对神，你没有神的，不给你下雨。
If you resist me, I won't give you the rain.
一不下雨啊，干掉了就了了。
If you don't have rain, you become barren.
神不是人咯。
God is not a human.
神有一个大量的爱。
He has an infinite love towards us.
现在基督就是这样。
And that's what Christ was trying to teach us about.
今天大家读第五章，这么读，挑出来读读，你就晓得这种教导啊，是很深刻的。
What I have just done is just to highlight for you some of the teachings that Christ.
而且这个教导是更高的。
So hopefully you can see that he has a real deep teaching here, and it's a teaching with a very high standard.
一个高的标准。
It has a very high standard.
在圣经里面常常发现更高标准。
You can find that throughout the Bible here.
现在我又回来了，在基督的言论里头，
Among Christ's teachings,
有很多讲道，很多是讲道。
There are many preachings.
好，讲道的人听。
He preached to the group, to the crowd.
那就是言论了。
That was his teaching too.
有时候不是。
But sometimes it's not preaching.
还有一种不是。
There's another kind also.
它是有一件事情发生。
It came about because something has taken place.
主耶稣解答那种问题。
And Christ was trying to analyze for them the situation.
他讲了几句话。
After he has said something,
那几句话就是基督的言论。
From those, you can see that they are Christ's teachings also.
说话再来过。 有很多都是讲道，所以很容易说啊，这是基督言论，这很容易明白。
It's easy for us to recognize Christ's teaching from his teachings.
但是有一些他不是去讲道。
But in some other occasions, he wasn't giving any sermon.
一件事发生了。
But because something has taken place.
或者有人问他什么了。
So, or maybe some occasions, people ask him something. And he used the occasion to tell them something.
那个答复就是基督言论。
His answer to them are his teachings also. It's very interesting.
常常很短,
sometimes it may be very brief.
但是啊, 那个标准, 那个教导都是很高的。
But the teachings and the standard may be very high.
我想这样讲不好, 我们来看一段圣经啊, 短短的就清楚了。 请看马太福音第18章。
Maybe we'll use an illustration here in the Bible. Turn to Matthew, if you please, chapter 18.
我第一天就告诉你们，马太是以言论最出名的，记得不记得？
I share with you the fact on the first evening that Matthew is famous for Christ's sermons.
所以今天晚上我先在看马太，就是因为马太是以基督的言论为特色。
That's why we spend most of our time around Matthew tonight because that's the distinction of this gospel.
马太18章21。
Matthew 18, verse 21.
我读一次好不好？读一次哈。对，我意思是不必翻了哈。那时彼得进前来，对耶稣说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我当饶恕他几次呢？他自己到七次可以吗？”耶稣说。 我对你说不是到七次，乃是到七十个七次。那么这一段经文是很出名的。
Verse 21 and 22 are really famous sayings of Christ.
就是讲到饶恕人要饶恕七十个七。
It has to do with the fact that we should forgive people 70 times 7 times.
我们中间，我大胆说好不好？没有一个合格。
maybe I dare to say that none of us can meet this.
也没有一个人饶恕过人70个七。
I don't think there's any one of us who has ever forgiven anyone 70 times 70.
第一次已经不太开心了。
Maybe after the first instance, we are kind of upset already.
第二次真是有点生气了。
We begin to get mad when it takes place the second time.
第三次已经瞪眼睛了。
And we just, you know, stare at a person when it happens the third time. It's not easy.
我一直饶恕他，他一直干过来，这怎么搞的？
How can I keep forgiving the person if he keep doing that?
我一直马马虎虎，但是他不马虎，他一直追过来。什么道理啊？
Even though I try to take it lightly, and yet the person seems to be taking advantage.
那么这个世界的标准呢？
Now, the worldly standard is pretty low.
他得罪你，得罪他。
If the person had antagonizes you, you can do the same.
给他一个教训。
So that you can teach him.
他才晓得做人。
So next time he'll know what is proper then.
对吗？如果饶恕他一两次，算很有涵养功夫啦。
Maybe you know if we have the capacity to forgive the person once or twice, we have a lot of self-discipline already.
不错了。
I think we rank among the good people.
都不多。
Still, it's not quite enough.
彼得知道。
Peter was well aware of that.
所以他说啊，我饶恕他七次可以吗？
So Peter asked Christ, "Is it enough if I forgive the person seven times?"
我看他讲到这里啊，他有点洋洋自得的。
Maybe he was quite satisfied with himself.
因为啊，彼得啊是比较认真的人呐、啊，我饶恕他七次可以吗？
to feel that maybe you know he has the capacity to forgive someone seven times.
我坦诚说啊，若是你能饶恕七次，标准已经很高。
Well, I can share with you frankly, if you know, any one of us can forgive someone seven times, we are doing pretty good already.
你有没有饶恕过一个人七次啊？
Did we ever forgive a person seven times in a row?
想想看呢、啊。
Seven times.
还了得。
Well, it's really demanding a lot from us.
你当我傻瓜。
Whom do you think I am?
七次还了得、啊、
You think I'm a fool that I keep forgiving you seven times?
说难怪彼得讲他包我耶稣包赞他难怪我总算没有看错人啊彼得啊你了我的。
So Peter was expecting Christ to praise him that he was very good that he can forgive someone seven times.
想不到啊，主耶稣一点都没有赞他，我就是想不到。
But he wasn't expecting the Christ that would demand more from him.
他说不是七次。
Christ told him seven times is not enough.
七十个七次。
Instead, it's 70 times seven.
我相信广东人是啊，彼得都傻傻呀。
I think Peter must be all stricken by the time.
七十个七次，从来没有听见过的。
What do you expect from me? 70 times seven times?
知道吗？基督的教导是从来没有听见过的。
Indeed, you know, we have never heard of teachings like the kind that Christ gave.
是吧？那就觉得啊，这个了不得了，饶恕人要490次。
It's really demanding a lot from us to forgive someone 490 times.
七十个七嘛，好，好不好？哇，这好厉害，490次不得了。
It's really demanding that.490 times.
这没有可能。
It's almost impossible.
这没有可能，你原因是你都数都会数错的吧？
The reason is that we get confused when we start counting.
啊，你数了，我现在就78次了，就79了，你这数怎么都数到490？你我相信都广东话才讲清楚，都搞乱塞呀，都弄得乱糟糟的，都弄不清楚了。
If we start counting, pretty soon we'll get confused.
啊，就像一个小孩子啊，有人得罪他了。
You know, like a kid, sometimes when person offends him,
他要行耶稣的教训。
In order to carry out Christ's teaching,
他就跑到厨房。
So this kid ran to the kitchen,
拿个小刀子
and he took a small knife,
在那个门框上轻轻的划一条线在那里
and he you know, drew a line on the door.
意思是一次。
That means once.
他又得罪我了。
He has offended me again.
再划一条。
So put a second strike.
可能啊，用力一点啊。
Maybe this time put a little bit more force on it.
那他真是不懂事，又得罪我了。
Well, the person has offended me again, second time.
又得罪我了，第三条了。
So I go to the kitchen and mark down a third time.
画到后来，他不要画。
Pretty soon he'll give up.
画到什么时候啊？
Now, how long is it going to take me?
你如果算多少次，你根本就不会饶恕人。
If we start counting the number of times, I think it's just beyond us to forgive someone.
凡是算多少次的人，都是不会饶恕人的。
For those of us who start counting the number of times we have forgiven people, I think it's just beyond us to forgive people.
所以耶稣这样讲啊，绝不是说饶恕490次。
So the reason Christ told us, gave us a number here, he wasn't so much at the number of times we should be doing that.
我听见世界一个名人演说。
One time I heard a real famous saying.
就两个国家打仗。
It has to do with two countries at war.
后来他打败了。
And then one of them lost.
那个打胜的人呢就演说。
And the winner gave a speech.
是吧？我们呢宽大对待他。
Well, the person saying, you know, we will treat them very nicely.
我们啊，已经超过了490次了。
Because we have exceeded 490 times already.
我听我想想看，你怎么能够算得出来还超过490？这一二三四五六七八这帮数啊，你怎么算得出来的呢
？So after I heard him, I questioned how could he keep track of the number of times?
那么主耶稣到底在说什么呢
？So what was Christ trying to teach us here?
他意思是说。比你所讲的那个最高的标准还高很多很多很多很多。
He was just trying to tell us that what we think is the best standard, but the expectation from God is much, much, much more so than that.
如果你有的算都不算数。
If you will spend time to count that, it's just in vain.
超过你所想的，超过你所算的。
Because it's way beyond what you and I can imagine.
我认为讲饶恕的道啊，讲到这里就讲的登峰造极了。
I think that the sermon on forgiveness has reached its peak here.
那么我在这个讲台已经讲过两三次饶恕的道了。
I have shared with you 2-3 times the sermon of forgiveness here.
因为啊，这是一个最高的标准，最难的标准。
Because this is one of the most demanding standards on us.
我昨天还问你们心里面有什么人你不能够饶恕的，你恨。
Last night I was asking, is there any one of us here who one person that we cannot forgive in our heart?
我留心看看啊。
So I just look at you closely.
有人摇头，我很欢喜。
I was really glad to see that some people were shaking their head.
心里面有没有什么人你通不过恨他的？怎么都通不过？有人摇头，我说哈，赞美主，不错，这算很好成绩啊。
So when I was asking if there's any one of us here who cannot forgive someone, you know, I saw someone shaking their head, so I was real happy about that.
意思没有，没有人在我里面。
Namely, there's nobody in me that I cannot forgive.
完全放肆。
Because I can forgive everyone.
如果没有，你很大福气。
If there's no such person in your heart, then you are really blessed.
因为你生气是很苦恼的嘛。
Because it's such an agony to be in anger.
而且伤你的身体的。
And it hurts you physically also.
这一身苦恼干什么呢？
Why should you live in such an agony all the time?
这个饶恕不是人的好处啊，是你的好处啊。
Well, we should be aware of the fact that when we forgive people, we are the one who is benefited most.
好，这是第二种言论。
This is the second kind of teaching.
就是有人问他什么，或者某一件发生，他答复，他解答那个问题，虽然短短的，这一次就是基督的言论。
This kind came about after people have asked him questions.
后来，三类呢
？And the third kind，
就是有时候他怕讲不清楚。
Sometimes he was concerned that the people could not understand him clearly.
他就加一个比。
So he just used an illustration.
啊，我看主耶稣很会讲道的。
To me, Christ was a great preacher.
他总是要你懂。
He was concerned that we can all understand him.
道是很深啊。
His teaching may be very deep.
啊，但是他要你懂。
Yet he expects all of us to understand him.
所以有时候他在这个教训后面，他再加一个比方，让你一听你就明白了。
That's why very often he added an illustration after his teaching.
现在呢，后面有一个比方。
So we'll come to one right now.
这个比方是什么呢？
What is it?
这讲到有一个人。
It concerned a person here.
23节到末了。
Starting from verse 23 to the end.
有一个人，有人欠他1000万的银子。
Here, a person here, someone owes him a lot of money, 10,000 talents.
哇, 我们中间没有人欠过这么多的。
I don't think any one of us have someone owing us that kind of money.
10,000
talents.
他呢没有得偿还。
And the person cannot pay back.
那个主人呢就把妻子儿女所有东西都要卖来偿还。
So the owner there wanted to sell everything this person has.
那么那个仆人呢
pay back the debt.
就拜他了。
So the servant fell on his knees.
啊，他说主啊，宽容我啊，我一定偿还啊。
Here 26, he said, well, be patient with me because I will try to pay back everything.
那个主人啊，一受感动。
And the master here was moved.
就把他放了。
And he canceled his debt.
也免了他的债。
And then let him go.
不必还了。
You don't have to pay me back.
很少听见啊。
It's very seldom that we hear something like this. It's almost impossible.
好，免了他的债。
He canceled all his debt.
那么他呢，就出去了。
And then this person went out.
有一个人欠了他十两银子。
And then he ran into someone who owed him 100 denarii.
这个十两真是很少。
It's a very, very small quantity.
十个 ounce.
10 ounce of gold.
很少啊。
Very small quantity.
他就捉住他。
And yet he got hold of him.
拉住。
And he tried to choke him.
救住他。掐住他的喉咙。
He grabbed hold of his
throat. 好厉害，这个人好厉害啊！一定要你还。
No, he demand a payback.
我将来一定还你啊。
The person was saying, "No, I cannot pay you now. Be patient. I'll pay you back."
不可以，把他下在监牢里。
No, instead he threw him into the prison.
一直等到他还清才放出来。
Meaning that, you know, he has to stay there until he can pay back all the debt.
那么有人就把这件事去告诉那个主人。
So someone told the master.
这个主人就生气啊。
And the master got very upset.
你一千万我都不要你还。
I have canceled your such a big debt that you owe me.
别人只有十两你就掐住人的喉咙了。
And yet someone owes you only 10 ounces and you grab hold of his throat.
下在监牢里头了。
And throw him into the prison.
所以啊这个主人就生气啊。
So this master becomes very mad.
就把他交给掌刑的要受刑罚了。
So that he turned him to someone to punish him.
要等他还清所欠的债。
And it will hold him up until he can repay everything.
主耶稣讲了一个结论。
And then Christ gave us a conclusion here.
所以你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
Verse 35. This is how my heavenly Father will treat you.Of you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart.
其实这个比喻是前面的道。
This illustration here it just follows the same teaching as what was being said earlier.
所以啊，我把这个言论和比喻把它圈在一堆的原因就是这个缘故了。
That's why I tie the teaching with the parables that Christ gave.
那么这个比喻啊，讲得好。
This is a very good parable.
他是说人亏欠神有一千万。
The points out to us that we owe a great deal to the Lord Himself.
人欠人不过是一点点。
What people owe us is a very, very small quantity.
十两。
Maybe 10 ounces.
这个对不对啊？我们得罪神，我们在世界上犯罪多得很啊。
Many, many times we have offended God ourselves.
我们从小犯罪。
We start sinning ever since we are young.
从小讲错话骂人。整罗整罗的讲
，our sins